Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Almost sound like the movie. Good morning, Vietnam. Some of you will not remember that. That's been years ago. Good morning. I am Dr. Bessie, sitting here at the round tables with mothers and daughters around the world, mother and daughter round tables. I just want to say thank you for joining us. It is absolutely a pleasure to get up on Saturday mornings and talk to the Holy Spirit and find out exactly what he wants me to talk about. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, really, Holy Spirit? That's what we're talking about today? Like, yes, that's it. Some topics, you know, you get in there and it's deep, you know. Well, all of them are really, but some I don't even know which way he's going until he ends up where he ends up. So I'm like, when we're on this journey, I'm on the journey with you. I am not knowing the end. I just know the beginning. So it's going to be an interesting ride when you come to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable here with Dr. Bessie and her co-host. Usually my co-hosts are with me, Cynthia Oliver and Deborah Tyler. Today set us off on a new venture, expressing herself in a new, and that is being a celebrity chef. Or, well, I wouldn't say, I don't know, I don't think she calls it celebrity chef. I want to make sure I get it right. Private chef, I think that's what she calls it. Well, maybe I might be speaking something into existence too, so let me leave that out there for her. And Deborah, I have heard from Deborah this morning, but Deborah Tyler, so this morning, she may be off today, too, as well. But you do have me. And in the beginning, when I started with just me talking. And when I say me, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we get the job done. You know, we're coming up to Mother's Day in a week or so. And so, you know, we're going to talk about some issues on that. But this morning, before we get started, I want to go ahead and here's Deborah. Deborah just joined us. So hold on a minute. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Deborah Tyler. Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. All is well.
I just told him. I said, Cynthia's off on her new venture this morning. I said, and I hadn't heard from Deborah, but I said she might be coming on. And this, as I said that, basically you came on. So I'm like, let me stop. Here she is, y'all. She's here.
Thank you. I apologize. I got up a little late. Been a rough weekend. So I'm praying later and doing whatever. So I said, oh, God, it's 10:03. Oh, God. You know, so.
We both almost missed it a week or so ago. I overslept myself. Just barely slid into the gate on time. So I understand it. Would you give us a prayer this morning?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today to say thank you. Thank you for life. We didn't have to do it, but you did. We're so glad that you woke us up, Lord. Start us on a new journey, a new day, a new destination, Lord. We ask that you would give us what we need. Not us giving it to the audience, but you giving it to us, Lord. We all may be hearers and doers of the word. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity, for being all that you call us to be in this world, on this journey called life as Christians. We thank you Be with the families, Lord. Be with everybody that's crying and mourning and not feeling good and just in a bad space. Lift them up, Lord, and help them be the best that you call them to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, all right. How was your week last week?
Really exhausting because we are in the middle of a monitoring. So that means, you know, you got to go through all your stuff and get it right. And, you know, so it's been one of those weeks where I put in a lot of hours and I really couldn't wait for Friday to get here. When I say I usually like Fridays, but I really, really couldn't wait for Friday to get here yesterday. And so I am going to get me some much needed rest after this show, after I eat my pancakes and sauces. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna sit here, but I gotta go out and get the nails done. So otherwise it was just a, you know, very productive, busy week.
Okay. So you don't have to go through it next week. That ended on Friday.
No, that's just one program. We got two more. It's gonna go on to probably the second week in May. So, but the first one gets you right because you see okay, that's what you need. You know what I mean? So it's
always
having that first baby, you'll know how to do it. But that second baby, you'd be an expert. And that third one, you'd be like, oh, we've been here before. We know how to, you know.
Oh, you
better
run ahead of them and have everything straightened out by the time they get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we usually do pretty good.
In this program.
Yeah. So, how was your week?
My week was good. It was crazy. It was. Some days I felt like I accomplished some things, and some days I felt like I didn't accomplish much. And that yesterday was one of those days, and it was so much to do. It was like the Lord had sent me a message like, you need to rest for the next 3 days.
Mm.
And that was hard. Pamper yourself. Go to the spa, do something. And I was thinking, okay, you know how much stuff I got to do, how many people I need to call, how many emails, you know, with this program, with the Matriarch Crowning coming up May the 18th. I was just going like, Lord, do you... And then all of a sudden, my spirit just said, what was you told? To rest.
Rest.
So I turned off my computer, and then I thought, well, what am I going to do? You know, I mean, I'm just going to see, I don't want to lay in the bed, so what am I going to do? You know, I'm talking to God 24 hours a day, and I'm studying. I got my routines for, you know, studying and one thing. So it's like, just lay back and do what you like to do. Why do you relax? And I like movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just got into me a nice movie. In fact, it was one that you binge watch, you know. It was a series,
mm-hmm.
like 8 of them, and I had watched some of it before. So I just sat down and finished that out and chill out. And it's hard for me to sit and do nothing. I mean, that if God really wanted to get to me, like, just sit down, don't do nothing, don't even talk. Now, you know, that's like prison in a way for me. Like, if God told me, I don't want you to talk, I don't want you to look at TV, I don't even want you to do anything. I mean, really, that would be like prison to me. And so I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this. But something kept telling me, you know, jumping in my head, you need to do this. You know who it was. You need to do this. Well, you know, you need to call this person. You need to email this. No, I'm not doing it. I have to struggle, Deborah, to actually sit my hand down somewhere. Now, if I'm out in the RV or if we out vacationing, I don't have a problem with that. But if I'm at home because working from home, it's so easy to, you know, either turn the TV on sometimes and do some work on my computer. It's just easy to stay on the computer, and I overwork. I'll stay up 12 o'clock and get off the computer 12 o'clock. And I guess God just say, no, 3 days off. And so that's what I'm doing today. I'm up on the radio when I get through. I'm going to find me something to do and do my Bible studies and stuff and read the word, and then I'm going to educate myself on some subject matters that I need to learn something from, and just that's going to be my relaxation. I'll probably find me a spa, go get a massage, and just chill out. And I think that's exactly what I'm going to do. And then Monday morning, I hit the ground running. Because, you know, we can work like little ants and accomplish nothing, and God, in 1 second, accomplish all that you've been trying to accomplish for weeks. And it dawned on me, I just want to sit down. God can have something happen Monday morning that can bring this whole thing together without all of this effort that you're trying to put in. So that's
right.
Been my week. It's been a blessed week, you know, with the opportunity to be on television. And I'm not used to people calling me, yeah, well, we need to have this. We need to have your press kit, and we need to have this, and we need to have that. And so, you know, and you're trying to do your project and trying to stop and find somebody to help you do the stuff that they need. And this stuff probably I should have had, you know what I mean? But I have it, but it's old. It wasn't up to date. Let me just say it like that. Because I have an EPK, the electronic press kit. But it's been 3 years, I think, since we've done that. And then my daughter, who created one for me, she said, Mama, they don't need all the stuff that you have on here. This stuff is old. A lot of these companies are out of business. So you know how Angie is. She took that thing and narrowed it down. And I don't know if you were on when I showed it to everybody. Did you see it?
Thursday night?
Yeah.
No, I was working. I came in late.
Okay.
You know.
I'll send it to you then. I'll send it so you can see it. I'll send you what I showed them. And so she revamped it and created me another EPK and left off a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't supposed to be on there or wasn't needed according to her expertise. And so I just said, okay. And we got everything ready and sent in. And so now I think I'm good with them. So now it's just a matter of producing the shows that we need. And God has sent together an awesome team. He's sending people that I haven't even met. Just somebody introducing somebody to somebody and somebody. So it's a good week. And Daryl, you know, we've been on this trail for a long time. You've been on this journey with us. And now all the things that I was telling you guys, what God was saying, not all of them, but some of the things, and I have now manifesting, and he's showing me the others are coming. And I see it. He's telling me the door is open now. So we're really in a space that we've never been in, and we're just going to see what God says. It's exciting. And it's an opportunity for all of us, not just me, but all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've been diligent. We have been diligent. So, go ahead.
Now, I wanted to say this here before you go do your spiel. I learned with God that he allowed a body to give us signs of when we need to rest, and we ignore the signs. So it's like God saying, either you lay it down or I lay you down. I'm giving you a warning to rest. Now, if you ignore the signs, I'll do it for you. And so I want, like I say, I put in at least 20 extra hours this week with this, you know, working, coming in at 12 midnight and 10 o'clock at night from 9 in the morning, a lot of hours of that. And I know how you do, and I know even Pauline, we get so in tune to what we committed to till we forget the person, the need of the body, of the individual. And God, I remember God say, either I give you opportunities to pay attention, because we know when we're out of whack, we feel something. Hey, why I'm having a headache every day, or why my leg, or why something ain't feeling right. You say, I don't feel right, but I don't know where to live. And there's a sign. God say, you lay it down. Because if we don't take care of us, we can't take care of what he called us to do. So he just wants us to be mindful Be mindful. I gave you what I gave you to do, but I didn't give it to you to overwhelm you and not you take care of you. Speaking of us, just people, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want to say that because rest is very important. Very important. And I know you put your all 150, 175% in whatever you do. But if you don't put that same percent in you, in your body, in your rest, in your Usha, bring it in. Hey, ain't taking no calls. Bring it in. Ain't answering no email. Bring it in. I just got to sit here and just do what I need to do to bring it back. Refresh. Reset. Reset.
Amen.
Yeah. So God
thank
is
you, Deborah. That blessed me. That blessed me. Because, you know, that put me in a space. When you said, if you don't do it, he'll do it for you. He'll rest you. Like, I'd rather do it than have him rest me because he might say, okay, I'm going to rest you for months.
Okay. Right. You can do the 3 days or you can do the months. You choose.
I'm going to do that 3 days. Girl, that thing got really, really vivid to my face. I was like, okay, I got it. Okay. And I've heard you say that before. But right now, you know, it came back with a different revelation. 3 days, 30 days. You choose.
Yeah.
When
you choose.
Sit my little behind down and chill out. And the Lord already reminded me, even Jesus would walk away in the midst of everything. Mm-hmm. They look around, he was gone. Look what happened to him. He's gone. They say he's walking on the water. Yeah, they're having a good time, you know, because to walk on the water has got to be a good time. Like, I'm just going to, because keep in mind, he was a man now, you know. I'm just going to walk on this water.
Jesus was born to reset.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Trust me. I appreciate you. That's why God put you in my life. You know, you're always there for accountability, and I appreciate that. Well, I'm going to go and see what the Lord wants me to say. Our topic this morning, Deborah, is mothers and daughters. What a difference a day makes. That is
okay.
I'll be back and pick you up, Deborah. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You see what I'm talking about, mothers and daughters out there? You know, we have a lot of people that come and go in our lives, and that's okay because that's the way life is designed. You're evolving, you're traveling, you're on a journey. And literally, people say it, but do you literally feel it? You are on a journey. You're moving. And day, you're moving by your physical body, and night, you're moving by your spiritual body. So you're always traveling. You're not where you were last night in your destiny and on your journey, but you are where you are right now, this moment. So God will bring people into your life, and that's what he's been doing lately. I can't tell you the number of people that God has brought into my life in the last maybe 30 days. I say 2 weeks. I'm going to go out 3 weeks. I'll say 3 weeks. Just be a little on the safe side. 3 weeks. That he's brought in. Now, about a couple years ago, he brought in 12 people. And we walked the journey. And then every once in a while, he'd drop in someone else and drop in someone else. But for the last 3 weeks, he's just been dropping in people that have been raised up to do certain things, a part of this journey and this mission that he has us on. And the mission is Matriarch Now. MatriarchNow.com is the community God had us to put together. And I'm saying that for you to go there. You say, oh, is she doing a commercial? No, I'm not doing a commercial. I'm giving you an opportunity to be blessed. You go to matriarchnow.com and you join that organization. And you wait on it because the blessings are coming. There are so many things in there. When you go in, it'll take you at least an hour or two to go through and look at everything. Look at the opportunities and that you can be a part of. And then if you're interested in anything that we're doing in there, television, radio, magazine, the marketplace, the college, you know, or starting your own group, if you're interested in any of those things, just send us a message at infomdbn@gmail.com. That's infomdbn@gmail.com. Send me a message, Dr. Bessie, and I'll get back with you. Okay? Now I want to tell you about Crowning of the Matriarchs, May 18th, 2023. Dated, if we pass this and you're listening, we are dating, we are up crowning the matriarchs on May 18, 2023, but it's not a one-time thing. So if you're listening at this, you still can reach us at infomdbn@gmail.com and find out when we have in the next crowning ceremony, because it's going to be ongoing. This is something that we are going to offer as we travel around the world, that you can crown your matriarch. But on the 18th, we are crowning matriarchs. We are loving on them. They are matriarchs. And what is a matriarch? I don't want to act as if everybody know what that means. The matriarch is your grandmother, big mama, that auntie that everybody goes to in the family, the person that keeps the family together. And you say, we can always count on her. She's always there for us. The person you go to and the family gathers at the house and have dinner. You know, we can always go there. We all meet up at Big Mama's house. Well, we want to crown her. We want to love on her. We want to recognize her and give her her position as the matriarch queen of the family. And then we're going to recognize who's going to be the person that takes her place when she leaves. She transcends out. Who's taking Big Mama's place? Then everybody will know and agree on it. So therefore, if you pick Aunt Mary, then when Big Mama transcends, then everybody knows we go to Aunt Mary's house because Aunt Mary's already agreeing. Everybody's in agreement and thanks. And the family stay together and continue on their journey together. And then we got the mother and daughter conference that Friday. We're dealing with health issues and various subject matters. And then and later in the afternoon, we're dealing with business strategies and how can we help you with your business by being literally a partner, not in the financial or any of ownership, but actually helping you in any way we possibly can. We want to be a helper to you. And on that Saturday, you will be with me, and I will be working with mothers and daughters to improve their mother and daughter relationship and giving them techniques that they can take away, and especially that young girl, she can take with her throughout her life. And if God so choose to make her a daughter, she'll have skills that she can share with her daughter. And it's going to go generation after generation after generation. So that's what I want to share with you before we get in our topic this morning. And if you need to call us, you know, we do have a phone number. And it is 336-770-6003. You know, I don't want to be one of those type of people that you can't reach if you need to reach. I'm a Christian clinical psychologist, and my job is to help you become the very best that God has created you to be. So our topic this morning is mothers and daughters. What a difference a day makes. You know, many of you know that in the mornings it's so amazing, and I love it. This is not something that is pre-recorded. This is not something that has been written the day before. This is not something that I even asked God about on Friday or Friday night. Lord, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? I never do that because it never works. This is almost 14 years this year. In December, it'll be 14 years that we have been doing this program, Mother and Daughter Roundtables, nonstop. And I guarantee you, I probably have not missed more than 10 or 15 shows. And that's either because I was speaking somewhere or had another assignment doing something else. So, but, you know, the whole scheme of the game, you know, you look at it, 10 or 15 times missing out of 14 years is minute. But we are here to do what the Holy Spirit would have us to do. And I get up on Saturday morning and I ask, what is it that you want to talk about today, Holy Spirit? And I wait on him. And I go around and make my coffee, do whatever I need to do, and you know, make up my bed and just do them, just waiting on them, waiting on them, waiting on them. Sometimes I get to the computer, I'm still waiting on them, waiting on them. I do everything, set up the program in the system and wait and wait, wait. And he's going to speak to me and he's going to tell you. So I wait on him. So when he give me that, I can do the last little bit because I got everything else set up, waiting on, just waiting on him to tell me what it's going to be about. And this morning he said, mothers and daughters, what a difference a day makes. And I was like, wow. And so he's coming from a different perspective. He came from a different perspective when he told me what it was about. Then I thought, what a difference a day makes. And we all can have our own conclusions in our mind. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, we're going to talk about your relationship with your mother and your relationship with your daughter and how you experience that relationship on a daily basis. You know, some days you own it with your mother or your daughter, and some days you're just off. Something just not clicking today. You're short patient today. She said something you don't want to hear today. And you get a little puffy, and then you want to cut the phone call off. Okay, mama, well, I'll talk to you later. Look at here, girl. I don't have time for that foolishness today. Let me get back with you. I'm not fooling with you today. What a difference a day makes. And then one day, hey, mama, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine, baby. How are you? Good. And you, mama, let me tell you something. Guess what happened? Guess who I saw? What? Yeah. You got that kind of conversation going on. And then the next day, your mother calls. She's happy. Oh, baby, guess what? Mama, look, not today. Not today, mama. I'm stressed out. My head's hurting. I can't even tell you what that man has done. I can't even take that anymore. Your mom's like, oh, Lord, here we go again. You and that man. Just what a difference a day makes. What a difference a day makes. Or you call your mother. And you just all up in the air, so excited. And your mother said, oh, baby, my back hurts. Oh, I didn't sleep last night. My head's hurting. I feel dizzy. I just don't know. And then you get short patient. Every time I call you with good news, you're always down and you're always doubtful. Oh, baby, I can't help because I'm feeling bad. Okay, mama, what's wrong now? What a difference a day makes. So why am I saying all that? I'm trying to give you enough to think on different situations that something will click in your mind and you will remember, God, yeah, I remember that. That's the way my mother and I communicate. Some days we on, some days we off. We just can't seem to get it right. But it's not the mother or the daughter that you should blame. It's you. It's how you process information. It's where you are in your psychic when you are in the conversation. If you're angry with someone, or if you feel like someone got over on you and you're dealing with some issues within your head, you're going to spew that out of your mouth and your attitudes and your energies onto the next person. And sometimes when a person calls you, they can tell right off the bat, especially if they've been around you for a while, they know when you open your mouth, oh no, No. I'm not going down this part of her journey. No, I'm getting off. There's an exit right here, exit 24. A rest stop. I am pulling off right here. I'm going to let her travel down, and then I'll catch her at another stop. Because you hear it in the voice. And I tell people, when you hear that something, don't let it ignite you. Because it'll draw you in to that negative energy. And all of a sudden, your intra conversations become a part of their journey, a part of their psychic analysis, a part of their woe, poor old me, a part of their hatred, a part of their unforgiveness for whomever they are processing this information on. But now, if you sit and you listen to all of this garbage, then it's going to process through your intra conversation, those ongoing conversations in your head, and now you are carrying her garbage with you when you really was in a good mood. You were feeling great. And all of a sudden, the enemy just, oh, no. He's already got your daughter stirred up, and he said, And your mom over here looked like she's having a good day and she's praising the Lord. And Lord, thank you for this, that, and the other. And then the devil says, now, I want you to call your mama. And you call your mama. And she's like, oh, Lord, baby. You know, and he wants to do what? He wants to take two people out at one time. He can't do anything without you. Just like God can't do anything without you. The Satan is just an imitator. He likes the copy. He's a carbon copy of a vision. He's not a carbon copy of God. He's a carbon copy of what he sees God's doing, the vision. He emulates that. So God can't do anything into this earthly realm until one of us agree to allow him to use our body. That's why he said, I created you for my good pleasure. I didn't create you, Bessie, for your pleasure. What pleasure do you know? I created you for my good pleasure. I created you. I knew from the beginning to the end and all in between what I designed for you to do and to be. But because I didn't want to control you, I decided to put in a little something in there to give it some excitement. I want you to love me because you want to love me. See, even God don't make you love him. And we try to make other people love us. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, you can never make a person love you. You can do everything they want you to do. You can buy them everything you can afford to buy and the things you can't afford to buy, you're trying to buy. You can love them down, thinking that you're pleasing them. It's only for 30 seconds. You can cook the food and they come over to get that meal because they know you can cook and they love to eat. That's not going to make them love you. And that lie about you can get to the man through food, just a lie. There's a lot of good cooks out here, and there's a lot of good restaurants. So who's getting them through the restaurant that he likes to go to? You see what I mean? So you can't make somebody love you. A mother can't make her daughter love her, and a daughter can't make the mother love her. You have to give what you want. And what you give, you will receive. When I'm doing couple counseling, you know, wife will tell me, you know, he never hugs me. He never kissed me. It's just like, you know, it's just, I'm always the one have to initiate the hug or the kiss. And it just, and I said, okay. You giving it, but the spirit in which you've given it is not loving. So that's why you're getting back negativity. But if you honestly be intimate with your spouse in the honest, loving, true way, a person can feel your energy. You're going to get back what you give. If you give pure love, you're going to get back pure love. That's biblical. You get back what you give. You plant that seed of love and intimacy. You plant that seed of asking your husband when he comes in, "Hey, baby, how you doing? Did you have a good day today?" The way you say it, he said, "Yeah, baby, it was good. You got this concept." So now you done ignite that energy of love and concern and really care and intimacy. He's going to pull that out. But if he comes in and you don't say nothing, you cooking, you don't have nothing. "Hey, baby, I'm okay. These children right here getting on my nerves." Da, da, da. He's going, "Okay, here we go. Let me just go on in here and take my clothes off, go sit down." So stop complaining. That's the same with your mother. That's the same with your friends. You give, you get. You're going to get the same quality of the gift that you gave back. I know it's hard to believe sometimes because we've given the Cain and Abel experience. I'm talking about in the Bible, in Genesis, first two kids, you know, of Adam and Eve. One gave a gift from his heart. The other one just like, "Oh, he's giving a gift to God. Let me just find something." And he just picked something out without any thought. And when he got back what he gave, he didn't like it because God just boomeranged that same spirit back to him. "Is this what you're giving me?" And that's what we do. We give God a few minutes a day and we thinking, "Oh, that's good enough for God." But then we'll give the internet 3 hours. We'll give social media, oh Lord, stay on it 4 or 5 hours. Just flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping. For what? And that's what you get back. All that stuff that you're reading on social media, all that negativity, you're receiving it back. So when things come into your life that's negative, remember, you put it in your eyes gate. You put it in your subconscious mind. You received it. You didn't have to receive it, but you received it. So that's what you get in your life on your journey. You attract these things because you already have them inside of your subconscious mind. They know where to go. You give God love. You give him respect. You give him glory. You give him praise. You give him thanks. And you ask for forgiveness. And you say, "God, you know, what is it can I do for you today? Because that's what I want to do. I want to serve you today." You keep doing that. And one day, it's going to be just like he said. "I will open up a wind of heaven that will pull you out a blessing you won't even have room enough to receive." And I know that. It will happen because you cannot lie. So you said, "Dr. Bessie, you're saying all that. What does all that have to do with mothers and daughters? What a difference a day makes." It has everything to do with it. Because now I want to bring you up to Mother's Day. How is your mother and daughter relationship today? Are you angry with your mother? Are you speaking to your mother today? Did y'all have a disagreement yesterday? Have you called your mother lately? When the last time you spoke to your mother? When the last time you had an honest conversation with your mother or your daughter? When? Be honest. You don't have to tell anybody. But I guarantee you, on Mother's Day, everybody, that's anybody that has any connections at all, will be thinking about their mother. You can be homeless on the street. It's Mother's Day. You're going to think about your mother. And you're going to think, whatever seeds she's planted, that's what you're going to think about her. If she was good to you, you're going to think, Lord, why am I here? I could be at my mother's house. I could be there in the warmth. I could be there in the cool of the evening. I could be there for those wonderful meals, a hot shower, that love that she gives me. Why am I out here on the streets? Because you're thinking about the goodness of your mother. Or you could be thinking, I don't know where my mother is. My mother's never been here for me. I really never had a mother. So Mother's Day is not a good day for me. No matter what your internal message is or conversations are, it's going to be about your mother on Mother's Day. But what we mostly do, the majority of the people, they haven't been home for months, haven't been home since last year, haven't been to the church, but they all come for Mother's Day. That's the day that makes the difference. They think, if I do this for her, she knows I love her. That's a day. That's why I'm saying, what a difference a day makes. Because you go in with the flowers and you have dinner with your mother and you pamper her and you just treat her so nice, and then she doesn't see you for another 12 months. Or you call her once a month or every other week or once a week, or, you know. Well, I talk to her every day, but when the last time you went in and really took care of her, sat down and spent 3 or 4 hours with her, and actually talked with her, rather than, Mama, just run by to see how you're doing, or you need me to pick something up for you? Okay, well, let me drop this off to you. Mama, I would stay, but, you know, we got the children and everything is going on, and Mama, I will, but, you know, it's just busy, and I was going to come by Saturday, but the kids got this to do, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she said, and she waits on another day. Here comes Christmas. I'll go to Thanksgiving. Here comes Thanksgiving. Another day. What a difference a day makes. We celebrate. She's invited to that. Or then you go to, everybody bring the food to her house. Lovey, 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 lovey. Then comes Christmas. Christmas come, what a difference a day makes. Everybody come, you bring your gifts. Oh, she know we love her. And then you don't see her, talk to her until Easter. What a difference a day makes. And you have 4, maybe 5 with her birthday. 5 days a year that you try to make so special for your mother. I'm just going to talk about mothers. And now those are the days that you just pat yourself on the back. But what about the ones in between? When she's sitting there, she's lonely. When she would like to just come to your house and sit and say, you know, Mom, we got to take the kids to the game. You want to go with us? I'll come and pick you up. Sure, baby, I'll be ready. Mom, we going so and so and so. You want to go with us? I'll come by and pick you up. You see, I know that happens in some families. If this not talking to you, then it's not for you. I give you claps and gratitude for doing just the opposite of what I'm saying. But I'm speaking to the ones that they know this is how they treat their mother on those special days. You know, my experience is that I'm grateful that my daughter is my best friend, my prayer partner. I work hard at keeping it in that space. Oh, she could become my enemy right quick if I change and become a different person. I work at being considerate. I work at treating her as a woman, not as my daughter, as a child. I treat her as a grown woman that have children and have a grandchild. See, we got to move from where we are and move ourselves on that meter, that scale. We got to come up. She's not a child anymore, and I value her opinion. And even my grandkids, who are boys, not boys, I say boys, men, they'll call me in a minute. Nanny, what you doing? Nothing, sit here. I'm coming by. Well, I'm coming by. Okay. They'll come sit here on Friday nights, Saturday nights, just sitting with me because that's where we were raised. They were raised going with me, traveling with me, staying with me all summer, every summer, travel wherever I go. And they like me, and I like them. We sit and play games. These are young men that could be out there on the street. They're professional people. And then we come out to pick you up. We go and so-and-so-and-so. We RV together. You have to create a space that will include everybody. So what a difference a day makes is up to you. Think about it. Today should be just as special as Mother's Day. Deborah?
Deborah? I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I had to unmute it. Wow. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hear you.
I told you, boy, when you put that Mother's Day in there, oh, I said, oh, she done put a spin on it. And there goes my notes. I was going and
no, go the way that God told you. No, go the way God told you.
No. I'm going, but I was working on a two-piecer here, you know, give you a whammy bammy. So I tell you, God is good. What a difference a day makes. And I was like, oh, God, a difference a day makes. You know, and I can honestly say that you was hitting me all over because I ain't talked to her. And I called her last Saturday, then I said, okay. And then all week this monitoring, I've been going at early hours. I still went up there and whatever. But you was hitting me. And so I remember for Mother's Day, I'm going to just go here. For Mother's Day, there's a time or two where I attempt to sing this song to her. I ain't gonna try to sing it now because I'm on live. I don't need it to be all over the world. But I used to just say, I think Candace Staten, I'm not sure, sings Show the Season. You know, just say, Mama, I thought you liked to know because the mama had passed. And in my circle right now, everybody that I work with that's on the upper management, mother has passed. And so sometimes I have to be conscious of when I am bragging, even for you, God bless, your mother has passed, and Cynthia's mother has passed, and even Colleen and this one and that one and all the people I work with, the four or five people that I work with, all their mothers have passed. And so it just lets me know that, you know, you're blessed to still have the opportunity to do the things that you're not just on Mother's Day that people do with their mother. And you know it ain't always been peaches and cream. It ain't always been sweet like honey. But when I look at it and I add it all up and I think about how you know, the whole process of caring a baby and loving for a baby, and then, you know, all the things that go into raising a kid, which I don't know because I've never raised any. But it is a great task. And then they still go and work and put up with the people on the job. Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then they come home. They got to put up with the people they done gave birth to or the people they done say I do to. And sometimes mothers get so weary, and they might respond to you, well, to the kid out of exhaustion or frustration or agitation, all those Haitians. And the kid seems to feel, or kids, like, oh, she don't have time for me. But she just went to work to try to make sure that you got the basics, that you got clothes on your body, you ain't going to school with holy clothes naked. You got a roof over your head, water ain't raining on you. You got food in your stomach. Maybe your stomach ain't way out that you overly gluttonously full, but you ain't starving. And so for me in my life, my mom was a worker. She was going to try to make sure single parent at some time, not all the time, but at one time she was going to make sure that she brought in what she needed to bring in. And so that means that there's going to be some neglect on the other end, that you're not going to get them sit-downs and them hugs and them talks. And, Mama, I draw you a picture. Oh, Mama, you going to come to my baseball game and my basketball game. My mama has never seen me play basketball. I played for a hot season in middle school. She's never been able to come to a game because the games was always right after school. And so she's never, ever seen me play basketball. But she knows that I could play basketball. And because she was working on a job. And so when I was thinking, when you were saying about Mother's Day and then Christmas, and it's true that sometimes we have a tendency to just hit them high spots and keep it moving. But mothers, as they age, start to feel like they're losing the space they was in with the siblings. And as they get older and the independence starts slipping, they start going through a phase. And so I see my mom, she's aging. Of course, we're all moving closer every day to that day. And I see, and so I say to myself, I am really, really blessed to be able to just see her to age, to be able to be a part. And so God helped me find space in my time to let her know why she could hear me, that I love her. Not when we lay them out in front of the altar and everybody coming and paying their respects. She can't hear nothing. Nobody is saying. She can't smell none of them roses. So I make it my business, and there's room for improvement. Honestly, there's room for improvement with me. I make it my business to say, I love you in my way. I thank you, and I'm going to say this in close. When the little boy came in the song, Shirley Caesar sang No Charge, she said she was in the kitchen. I'm reading the lyrics. She was in the kitchen one evening fixing supper, and the little boy handed her a piece of paper. And she took the paper, read the paper, and this is what the boy said. For mowing the lawn, $5. For making up my bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. For watching and playing with my little brother, 25 cents. Right? And then I'm just going to close it. And then he put total owed at the bottom, $14.75. And Shirley came back with, she looked at the thing. She picked it up. She turned the paper around. She said, for the 9 months I carried you, holding you inside of me, no charge. For the nights I sat up and doctored you and prayed for you, no charge. For the time and tears and the cost of the years, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. For the nights filled with grief, right, and the words ahead, no charge. For the advice and the knowledge, and for the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys and the school and the clothes, no charge. No charge. No charge. So when she gave it back to the boy turned the paper over. He got tears in his eyes, and he wrote, Mama, paid in full. And I want to write paid in full. I want to be able to say paid in full before she laid out. Who's to say I might be laid out first? Who's to say I might go before her? But I want her to know that I appreciate the nights that you stayed up with me when I was an infant and I was crying and I had a healthy appetite. You said I was always eating a whole lot and I always wanted to eat. I appreciate the time when I had got missing and you was up worried about me being kidnapped and molested out there. You didn't know what happened. I appreciate them times you visit me when they lock me up. I appreciate them times you pray for me. You prayed me through when I was on drugs. I appreciate them times, Mama. And I want to show you that I appreciate it. That there's no charge. That I owe you nothing. said that you don't owe me nothing. What a day of difference make. What a difference a day make. And not just Mother's Day. We got to show them that, hey, we ain't always going to see eye to eye. We ain't always going to do right. But she could have crossed her legs. She could have put me by the side of the garbage can. But she thought it not robbery to bring me into this world.
Amen. Praise
God. You know? And I just thank God that I still got opportunity to let her know that I appreciate her and that I love her and that I'm doing the best I can. That I always have time that sometimes I don't want to talk. It ain't nothing personal, but I'm doing the best I can. And I thank her that she allowed me to just be me and let God do for me what she couldn't do. When I went there, she told me to go right. And then years later now, I'm just saying, Mama, this is who I am, and I love you, and I thank you for being patient with me, and I thank you, and I'm gonna do the best I can with what years God give me on this side. Every day is an opportunity to bring our relationship tighter. But it takes two. It's not a one. This is reciprocation. Got to happen. And so everybody got a part to play. We're not going to always see eye to eye. And say, well, she mean it. She got feelings. She got emotions. Like everybody else got feelings and emotions. And why it got to be that the mother got to be the person that she got a lot on her plate.
Amen. Praise
you know,
God.
So I thank God that we have an opportunity you know, just to be the best he called us to be. And remember to forgive. God said, I'm going to forgive you as, capitalized, as in bold, capitalized, as you forgive others. So just remember, mamas ain't the only one sinning. Mamas ain't the only one doing wrong. Mamas ain't the only one with a short temper. Mamas ain't the only one coming home this time. They're out there on Mr. Johnny job. They try to make Mr. Johnny happy. Mama ain't the only one. We all got some ways. We was born in shaking and nickel. We came out making a fuss, screaming, hollering, crying, making all kind of noise. We still making noise. God say we all like 50 rights. He didn't say you better than your mama better. He say all y'all. Want to compare yourself to me. I'm God. All y'all. We like filthy rags. I mean, we dirty. So how I'm going to look at her and I'm dirty, she dirty, say, oh, you know, you should be. No, you dirty, Deborah. You all like filthy rags. That's what God say in his word. That's what the word say. And so that when I see that, like, okay, well, so I ain't got no room to be talking. So let me work on my dirt. Let me work on that big plank in my eye before I try to take the speck out of yours. We all got some stuff to work on. So just know that everybody ain't going to be all the time. Up and down, like you say, you got a problem, you got no problem. She got a problem, you got no problem. But it's the enemy coming to bring division. That's what he do. He come to put a wall in. So you don't have a smooth sailing and a peaceful relationship and harmony and unity. He comes to do that. But it's up to us to go to the word. God, help me. I feel something coming on, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, my attitude, my mood swing. Oh, Lord, high, low, bipolar. Come on, Lord. Help me. Help. Lord, I need you. He said he keep allowing us to have situations so we can keep knowing what the solution is. He keep us coming to him. So if he fix it one time and don't fix it no more, we ain't going to come. So he keep allowing the friction. He allows it because he say, hey, I'm doing a better thing. I'm trying to work some stuff out, let you know that I'm able. So just go to God and just say in your heart, Lord, help me be the best child I could be. Help me be the best mom I could be. And when I fall short, Lord, help me get up and own up to my dirt. Confess my sins, say I'm sorry when I need to, and move on the next day. Amen. I got worked up here. Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Lord, have mercy. Amen. That was good, Deborah. I take care. You had me in here crying. You had me crying. I'm like, Lord, you just gave me the theme for the crowning. I'm going to call to see if I can get Shirley Caesar. She's right up about an hour from me. I'm going to see if I can get her. What perfect song when you crowning that matriarch. No charge.
No charge.
Girl, you done worked me up. No, I'm telling you.
No charge.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That is something else. You need what the Spirit was telling me to tell you. You need to get this to your mother and you say, Mama, I need you to listen this to the end. And you won't have to say nothing to your mother because she knows she'll hear it and she knows you're not just making something up to make her feel good. She will hear it from this space. And then you can give her. And then you can give her the sheep. No charge. My Lord, my God. And you know, that's what I like about in the mornings when I ask the Holy Spirit, what are we talking about? It sounds like it might not mean something to some people, but that's powerful. Now, who would ever thought it would have turned into this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm so torn up right now that I know when I get off of here, I'm going to be crying like a little girl because it just touched me in my heart. My Lord. I've always liked that song. But what a difference a day make when you can tell your mother, no charge. In fact, I'm going to talk to my mother in spirit. Because I talk to her basically every day. I have a picture here and daddy, and I talk to them back and forth. And I keep telling them they did a good job. I said, you all did a good job with me. I'm so grateful God made you all my parents. I say that all the time as I walk through. Mother, I just appreciate you were a good mother. Discipline, yes, but you were a good mother. Good daddy. I never wanted for a thing. And I'm talking about love or financial. I was placed in a good, good environment. God sent me to two people to raise me the way that he wanted me to be raised so I could do what I'm doing now. My Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, we just ran over that time, but that's okay. We still clicking. Deborah, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
That's good. We got to tell Cynthia she got to listen to this show. All right, mothers and daughters out there, the Holy Spirit has spoken, and I'm telling you, if you don't get this, I don't even know what to tell you. That's all I can say, Deborah. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, audience, that's our show for today. Deborah, thank you. You enjoy your weekend. Get you some rest. And I know you're going to be processing from this because you can't help but process. You've got revelation and a vision that God has placed in your heart, and he's telling you exactly what to do. And you've shared that with us, and that's exactly what we need to do, audience. That's exactly what we need to do. We need to tally up and put it in red writing. Paid in full. That's what Jesus said. Paid in full. Love you, girl. See you next week.
Amen. God bless you. Bye, audience. Love you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless you.